We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, because you've been tired for one thing.
It's not. It has nothing to do with tired.
Yes, it does.
It's to do with a lack of intelligence, which is something we could never say about our friend Kenneth Goslin.
No, we cannot.
From the Hartford Courant. Ken, good morning. How are you?
Morning, guys. How are you?
We're good. Okay. Well, Ray's good. I'm a little off, but that's fine.
It's been a rough week.
A weekend off a bit will help. So you had a good story in the paper a couple of days ago about maybe making some drastic changes on I-84, which, you know, since we've talked about tolls and all we're talking about is improving the infrastructure,
right.
This would seem to fit right in. But this doesn't really have anything to do with that.
Well, no, we're talking, you know, for some years the State Department of Transportation has been looking at the I-84 viaduct, which,
right.
You know, cuts right through Hartford.
Right.
And what do we do? It's old. It's almost past its useful life now. And so what they're kind of moved towards is getting rid of the elevated highway and dropping it down below grade,
right.
Okay, and kind of thinking, kind of taking it off the landscape, which is kind of overwhelming, as you know, as you go through the city there.
Right,
it's
right.
There. And what the new development here is, the city has commissioned the plan so if you do that, this area between Bushnell Park going west up Asylum Hill to where the Hartford is,
right.
and that area there, what do we do with this area here? And so that's kind of what I was focusing on in this story here.
I mean, there'd be a number of things, like a new rail station, a new bus station.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, guys, if you want to see kind of what it looks like, go to current.com and look for Ken's article because it's right there. But, yeah, it's kind of like, well, I mean, this has been the problem in New Britain because it cut the city in half. You
right,
know, same
exactly.
Thing with Hartford, the North End, except for the bridge that they put in, the little walkway or whatever it is Mike Peters put in. I mean, they're totally two separate cities.
Right. That was the problem in the 1960s. Urban renewal, you know, was really focusing on highways and getting people around and such. It wasn't really thinking what this is doing to cities. This happened in New Haven, and you mentioned a bridge.
That's true.
And of course, in Hartford, same thing. And you have this huge barrier that really disconnects, say, downtown from Asylum Hill, where before that was there, they kind of flowed into each other.
Right.
But now they're just kind of totally separated. And what the city sees in this study is a way to, okay, if you lower the highway, this is a way to maybe reconnect
right.
The area around Bushnell Park up to Asylum Hill and make it again walkable, because I don't know about you, but you know, I come off that Asylum Street exit every day to go to work,
right.
And people are trying to walk through there in this area.
Yeah.
And it's
good
dangerous.
Luck. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really dangerous.
Exactly. How long would a project like this take?
Okay, so
I
think I heard you say earlier, hopefully we would be around when this
yeah, exactly.
was going on.
Our kids will get it.
It's very far into the future. The the viaduct replacement wouldn't start for at least a decade because they're in the early stages of planning this right now. That has to be lowered first. And then this new development in this area between Bushnell Park and Asylum Hill would then follow after that. So it is quite far in the future now.
Yeah.
But it's an interesting what they think or would like to have happen there. The area where the highway would be lowered, and this would be just in this area, you would put caps over it so you wouldn't be able to see it.
Oh.
That would be pedestrian promenades and such.
It's kind of John Larson's tunnel in a sense.
Well, not
really, but yeah.
Not quite, but and then in the areas around the highway where it's capped, you'd have development. You'd have maybe apartments, office space, retail, but a lot of emphasis on pedestrian and not so much on car there.
Right.
So, and the hope is that, you know, the train station is right there, the bus station, the new train station, that other forms of transportation,
right.
There'll be more emphasis on that.
Well, one thing I noticed, Kennedy, you mentioned this in the article, and you know where the Farmington Asylum Triangle is, there, Broad
mm-hmm.
Street?
Yeah.
That would go, because, I mean, that is the worst intersection in the city.
It is really, they're still talking about that. I think there is some, you know, hope that Farmington Avenue would be extended and swing down into this new area here, but that you were correct, that Trident area, whichever way you're going, east or west on that, it's just very difficult to navigate. I have to do that every morning.
Good. God bless you.
Cars are coming at you, and who knows who's stopping and who's going. It's a very difficult
thing. Well, usually it's nobody stopping and everybody's going.
That's the big problem, Ken.
Hey, on another subject real quick before we got to get away for traffic, I saw where the new developer for the NoDo project wants to get going on that. Is that reality or no?
Well, yes, he does want to get going on that, but there is this legal issue, this lawsuit that's going on
with Center Plan, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. So I think that, Mr. Salvatore, who is the developer, is very, wants to move forward and, full behind this.
Right.
But there still is that legal issue hanging there, and I think that could, slow things down.
You know, you have a bunch of good stories. You go to current.com, Ken Gosselin, just Google that and it'll show up. We talked about the name change to Bradley. Stop and Shop, I guess apparently what, Stop and Shop's running ads?
Yes, they are. And they're trying to tell their customers that, yes, we are, here. We're trying to resolve this and trying to, get the stores open again and stocked and, people in there working again. And the union says, well, no, you're not really making a good faith effort here. So you have the two sides kind of going at each other. And it's gotten pretty tense now.
I know who's benefiting from it. Every other grocery store on planet Earth.
Yeah.
Good luck going to a grocery store today.
Oh, God bless you.
Hey, Ken, great stuff as always. We appreciate the time. Have a good holiday, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys.
Appreciate it. Ken Gosselin does a great job, business writer for the Hartford Courant.
He is actually really good.
Yeah, I mean, the NoDo thing, just let's start it.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Well, I mean, but Center Plan, he's going to, he already screwed things up. He's going to screw them up even more now.
And he's not going to get back in, so there you go.
No, not at all.
All right.
Gracefully step away.
Just let it go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.